Commentator Brooks Smith is rediscovering Richmond's sports history. And Brooks, today we're going to talk about horse racing. And Richmond really does have quite a history as a horse town.
There's this great account from a German visitor way back in 1783 describing our city of Richmond as an Arabian village. It had so many horses. He described them as indubitably the finest in America. Now, as far back as we go, I think for many, the most famous horse locally would be Secretariat. Secretariat's 40th birthday would be this year. He was a Triple Crown winner in 1973. Still holds the speed record at the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes. I think it's disputed at the third leg of the Triple Crown, but pretty close to a tie for a speed record. Was born just up the road at the Meadow in Doswell. And there's a lot of attention on Secretariat this year. There's going to be a big screen Disney movie starring Diane Lane as Penny Chinnery, Secretariat's owner, as well as a book co-written by Chinnery and an extraordinary local writer named Luann Layden.
Well, the history of horses in Richmond and Virginia goes back much longer than that, though.
And that's the story for today. Amazingly, over a century before Secretariat's triumphs, there was a very fast racehorse here in our local area named Planet. And Planet was considered one of the fastest racehorses in the country, if not the world, before the Civil War. He was a champion thoroughbred, born 1855, a chestnut colt. Was owned by a fellow named Major Thomas Doswell, for whom the town of Doswell is named. And was raised at an old, what I would consider to be nearly forgotten now, horse farm called Bullfield along the Pamunkey River up in Hanover County. Here's some of the salient statistics. Planet won 27 of its 37 races. In the four he didn't win, he came in second, so that's a pretty good record. And interestingly, by comparison to today, most of those races were four-milers. Now, things like the Kentucky Derby, the Belmont, Preakness are all between a mile and a half. So we're talking long races, and Planet would sometimes run as many as 12 miles in one afternoon, which is unthinkable today. His victories abounded all over the country, from Richmond to New Orleans to Savannah to Charleston to New York. And here's the fun part about the story, tipping a hat to our Arabian village of old and Penny Chinnery's role with Secretariat. The Chinnery family, Luann Layden, who's working on the book, Wayne Dementi, all three of them are putting Planet forward as a candidate for induction into the Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame up in Saratoga Springs, an honor that Planet never received because he dates so far back in time, but certainly deserves based on his record.
Do you know when the Hall of Fame was started?
I think the Hall of Fame dates back to the 50s, if I'm not
1950s,
mistaken.
1950s, yeah.
And there's some remarkable horses that are already in the Hall of Fame.
Well, excellent. Thank you, Brooks. Any parting words before our time runs out here?
Well, I'd say that back in the 1850s, we were in what was considered then to be the golden age of Virginia horse racing. And I think for horse aficionados out there, we might return to that golden age sometime soon if the wind is in our favor.
And now with Colonial Downs and the paramutual system, that's renewed some interest in the sport of horse racing, I think.
That's right. Who knows? We might have another Triple Crown winner before too long.
Thanks to Brooks Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.